You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Jeremy, if you wouldn't mind, please catch people up who didn't hear your story yesterday about the speed trap.
Yeah, here's a kind of a quick recap on that. I was heading home after the show and got off the highway. And as I was driving along, I noticed, like 5 or 6 motorcycle cops lined up and then a couple patrol cars. And they were all just standing there basically looking like they were waiting for traffic to come. And I went up just a little bit further, and hiding in some bushes and tall weeds were some plain clothed officers.
They weren't hiding in the bushes.
Straight up kneeling down, baseball caps on, big sunglasses with radar guns, popping people as they drove by. And then, as they were, hit with the radar gun further down the road, the motorcycle ones were just stepping out and stopping them, saying, "Hey, you're speeding."
Sure.
So there's the situation. It was a speed trap, essentially. Well, as I continued on, maybe about a half a mile up or so, there was a dude standing on the sidewalk with a giant whiteboard. And I described it as basically the size that you'd pull off a classroom wall. And on that, he took his dry erase marker and wrote "speed trap ahead" mm-hmm. on the whiteboard. And he was standing there holding it so oncoming traffic could see it. And he was like waving his hands too and saying, "Slow down, slow down." And I just looked at him as I drove by and I gave him a thumbs up and I laughed and he gave me a "yeah." And later on that night, I hopped onto Nextdoor and there were multiple comments about the crazy man with the whiteboard saving people from traffic tickets. And a lot of people were thanking him because they saw him and they slowed down and hence didn't get the ticket.
All right.
So we talked about this a little bit yesterday, and we were like, can you, one, legally do that? And then morally, is this the right thing to do?
So to me, there's two questions here. The first question we can just dispose of quickly. And the first question is, what kind of person has the kind of time in their life that when they get home, they grab a whiteboard and they run back out to stand there on the side of the road?
And if you looked at the timestamps too on Nextdoor, like it was 3-4 hours this guy was out there.
Yeah, well, who has that kind of time in their life to do that?
Well, not all heroes wear capes, Dom.
The second question is, this is what I'm wondering about. Is it ethically okay to warn people about speed traps? And here's my thought on this. On the one hand, you're doing a good deed for people.
Yep.
And you are saving them the pain and the points. And who knows, you could, short term save a life, right? Because if they slow down, it could save a life. Okay.
Yeah.
But long term, if people notoriously drive out of control, they might need a ticket or two to inflict a little bit of pain on their wallet.
Right.
Before they learn, because if you don't punish them for that, down the road, they could really hurt somebody. And I'm telling you, I've got speeding tickets.
Sure, I've gotten one before.
And you've only had one?
I think it's only been one, yeah.
Oh my God,
but your stomach sinks, you don't feel good about it, and you change your ways for quite a while. You slow down.
Yeah. The impact of it lasts for a while. So is it ethically okay to warn people about speed traps or not? Now, if we asked our listeners to sound off on this, I know it's easy to say, "Yeah, I want to be warned."
I do.
But think about the long-term implications, not for you, but for other people. And do you think ethically it's a good idea?
But then again, then this person could get the ticket and then just zoom off and go, 90 miles an hour down the road because they're pissed off and still hit somebody.
Maybe, but I don't think it's likely. I think you're less likely to have that happen than somebody's like, "Crap, I just got a ticket. Now I'm going to drive within 5 miles of the speed limit."
Maybe.
303-691-1MIX, 691-1649.
I just liked the even the playing field kind of, because like they were hiding. They were in plain clothes. You would never know that they were police officers. So I just kind of feel like, you're evening the field. You're getting the warning. You're not being caught by surprise.
Back in the day, it used to be flashing of the lights, right? You would flash your lights.
Sure.
And I think for a lot of people today, they don't know what that is. Like, why are they flashing their lights? that used to be the warning, right? Hey, speed trap ahead. Yeah. And there were times that if you got caught doing that, they could write you a ticket for that. And I think several of those cases went to court over the freedom to warn others about a speed trap. Right. And it's been battled out in the courts, actually.
Right.
But I want to know if our listeners, let's fill up the phone lines and let's see what people think. What do you think they're going to vote?
As far as what? What's your,
do you
what
think
are
people are
going
to say it's ethically okay, or are they going to say it's not ethically okay?
Ethically okay.
I don't know. Here's MJ. MJ, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you.
Is it cool or not cool?
It's totally ethically cool. And the reason why is because it helps people slow down. And that's the whole goal of having a speed trap, is to keep people going the speed limit. And so rather than being punitive and trying to catch somebody doing the wrong thing, I dated an officer for a while. And that was his philosophy, was that the whole goal is to get people to be safe. So if you're going to warn them that we're here, that's
right,
a good thing.
You're essentially still slowing people
you're
down.
You're slowing people down.
Slowing them
MJ?
Down. Just for that little moment.
Thank you for the vote.
And then they
see,
take
that's
off.
My position. Yeah, my position is that it's short-term versus long-term.
I guess.
But there's one vote for one vote that says it's cool. Eric, what do you think?
No.
No.
Not cool.
Like a little kid. You know, gets in trouble, put him in time out, learns his lesson. Same with the speeder.
It's like touching the hot stove, right? Touching that hot gas pedal. Ooh.
There you go. Hot gas pedal. Cool it down.
Whoop, whoop. So don't warn people is what you're saying.
Don't warn them. Let them learn.
So you'd be fine getting a ticket. If you were
I've gotten my share of speeding tickets, and I drive the correct limit nowadays.
There you go.
Yeah, I mean, it only takes a few times, buddy. You know, your insurance rates go up. And
yeah, you got to pay for those tickets.
You know, I'm like Eric. I'm willing to do the time for my crime. So
yeah.
All right, one vote each. Here comes Sean. Sean, good morning.
Good morning.
Is it cool or not cool?
I think it's ethically cool. There's situations where a cop might be in plain sight, and just the mere presence of seeing a police officer gets people to slow down. And they may not pull somebody over unless they're being really reckless. So it would be a similar situation of, it's just, instead of seeing a police officer, you're seeing a dude hold a sign.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
The dude with the sign.
The crazy man with the whiteboard, I think, is what he was called on Next Door.
Sean, thank you for
thank
the
you.
Call. All right, so now it's 2-1 in that it's ethically okay. Terry, what do you think?
I think you should not warn them. I had this exact same conversation with a guy on Next Door a couple weeks ago. And, you know, I think that, you know, if they're, you know, I think if you warn them, they're going to slow down that time, but they're not going to do it the next time. And maybe if they're hit in the pocketbook a time or two, maybe it'll change the behavior.
See, yeah, I agree with you. I know it's not popular, but I agree with you. I mean, if you want to change behavior overall.
But maybe you're doing somebody a solid who is having, like, money issues and things are tight right now. I mean, and you're warning them and you're saving them the cost of all this.
Well,
I mean, that's
maybe,
a good thing, too.
But if they're having money problems, they're more likely to have an accident if they're driving out of control.
Well,
I'm saving them
driving,
thousands of dollars in car repair.
They're driving quickly because they got to make that second or third job, you know?
Huh? Terry, thank you for the call. Here comes Megan. Megan, welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Morning.
So we're tied up 2-2. Is it cool or not?
I think it's cool to give a warning. I have a bit of a lead foot myself, and I'm willing to pay the price for that lead foot. But I appreciate the warning of, hey, watch out, because they are catching people. I did want to mention, too, there are phone apps now that you can download that give you warnings of where they're set up for speed traps. So it's not just a crazy guy with a whiteboard letting you know.
If you use that Waze app, I know Waze, you can go on there and put in the little, you know, police presence type thing. And
yeah, I use Waze a lot, and it has the little bubbles of the little police officers that come up
so,
on
you
the
know,
road,
it's just,
on the route.
It's just helping your fellow man a little bit, I think.
We got time for one more call. Megan, thank you for that call. Here's Donna. Donna, good morning.
Hi.
So what do you say? Is it cool or not cool?
Well, I guess I'm going to split my vote because I think it depends on where the speed trap is. If the goal is to save lives and keep everybody safe, if they're around schools or congested crosswalks, then I see that. And I think that you should not warn individuals then because you need to make them slow down and they need to pay a price so that they never endanger anyone in those areas.
That's a good point.
But if it's just a speed trap where it's at the bottom of a steep hill or it's a straightaway where there's no congestion for pedestrians at all, then it's a way to generate revenue, and then I think it's okay to warn them.
The location that I witnessed was at a bottom of a hill in a very, like, open area where there is no pedestrians. So that's,
right, and that's
partially why I, and then these, and they revenue. Were, you know, they were hiding in the bushes. And so I was like, you know.
Who are you really going to protect there?
Right. It's just, it's strictly.
Quotas.
It's just strictly popping people. And right. So that's why I was kind of like, go, dude.
It's like if you're driving, for the people who live in a certain part of town, I will tell you that if you're getting off of 225 and you're heading south on Parker Road,
mm-hmm.
all right, over there by the entrance to Cherry Creek State Park, the motorcycle cops hang out there all the time.
Yeah.
And you can almost, as you're getting off and you're making that, you're rounding that turn off of 225, you, if you're ever in that area, you just know, I'm going to keep it at around 45.
You know.
But it's like a highway because it's like five lanes per side and people fly. Yeah. And I just know that if the cops have some sort of quota system, and that's always debatable, and the cops always say, we don't have a quota. But if they did, they know, oh, my God, there's only 4 days left in the month. I know where I can get people over there on Parker Road.
Whoop, whoop.
Because they will always be able to get people over there.
Yep.
And that is purely just a speed trap.
Yeah.
That's not, I don't know.
That's just like one guy in a car or a motorcycle just getting people, right, that are speeding. Like, and then this other one was like 15 of them lined up.
Seen more than one.
It was their day to do it. You know?
I've seen them team up, but never with 15. And Jeremy, I have never seen anyone in bushes before.
He was in a bush. Plain clothes, jeans, hiding in a bush.
I will tell you this. One of the greatest moments of my life was when I was heading down, I think it was over on Dry Creek, like Dry Creek and Broadway, that area, Mineral and Broadway. Anyway, and I look up ahead, and there's a motorcycle cop, and I can see him up ahead, and he is waving to me to just go ahead and pull over. Like, he's already had his little gun. He was off of his motorcycle, standing there, pointing the thing at me.
Mm-hmm.
When I saw it, it was too late. He had already taken the reading, and he motions me over to the side, and I was like, dang.
Oh.
Man, I haven't had a ticket in a couple years. I don't want to get a ticket. And this motorcycle cop is so cool. He comes walking over. He goes, license, registration, blah, 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 blah. I give it to him. He starts walking back to his motorcycle. He turns around. He comes back to me looking at my license. And you know what he said, Jeremy?
Here we go.
Dom on the radio?
You might know me from the radio.
And you know me, I always tell people no to that question. Because I'm like, no, that must be somebody. Yeah, I'm just like, that must be somebody else. But on this day.
That day, though.
I said, why, yes, it is.
Yeah, handed him a mind-bender book out the window.
He said, I listen to your show every day. Keep it. Slow it down, Dom. All right, here you go. Have a good day. One time in my life that has ever happened.
Jerk.
Once.
He actually wrote a little citation to increase your points on your license. Let's give this guy a few more points.
Bonus points. That's funny. What do you got coming up? By the way, the final tally was 3.5 to 2.5
All right.
In favor of it's cool to do that.
And
because
just,
at the very end, she split her vote. So 3.5 to 2.5
And just a little heads up, I did see this article yesterday that the Colorado Department of Transportation and the State Patrol and 43 other local law enforcement agencies are beginning the largest seatbelt enforcement period ever. And it started just a couple days ago, and it goes through June 7th. So they are going to be cracking down on people for, you know, the long holiday weekend and everything.
All right,
so,
well, let me ask this.
Drive slow.
Who are the people who still don't wear a seatbelt?
I don't know.
Who are these people?
I don't know, man.
I mean, does that make you tough or something?
I don't know.
I don't understand.
I don't get that
either. I got a lead foot, so I can understand people speeding. But yeah. not putting on your seatbelt. I just don't get that.
Yeah.
So I hope that ticket is like $1,000.
I don't like how it feels on me. Ugh, come on.
If my car flips over into a river, yeah, okay. Let's see how many times in your life the odds of that happening.
Stay away from rivers.
Well, Dom, it only takes once.
Yeah. Okay.